for a little something extra from the Appleseed. And now, here's your host, Sam Payne.
It's such a pleasure to have you with me for a little something extra here in the podcast. Just about every day, we bring you a full hour filled with stories for you and your family, all kinds of tales from all kinds of tellers. And we also like to bring you a little something extra in case you just have a few minutes and you want to hear a single story during that few minutes. And today we've got a great one for you. This is a story collected by Martha Hamilton and Mitch Weiss in one of their collections designed to help children be able to tell stories of all kinds themselves. Now, Martha and Mitch are known as the Beauty and the Beast Storytellers. In fact, that's their website, beautyandthebeaststorytellers.com. In a 40-year career, Martha and Mitch have written all kinds of books and, of course, told all kinds of stories, too. And you're going to hear a story from a collection called How and Why Stories Kids Can Tell. In fact, you're going to hear the story not from Martha or Mitch, neither of the Beauty and the Beast storytellers. You're going to hear it from a kid. Here's the story. It's called Where All Stories Come From. Happy to bring it to you at today's Appleseed Extra.
Where All Stories Come From. A story told by the Seneca Indians. There once lived a Seneca boy who each morning set off to hunt in the forest. At the end of the day, he returned home with birds, rabbits, or other small game to feed his family. One day, after a morning of hunting, the boy climbed on a large stone to rest and eat his lunch. Suddenly, he heard a strange voice say, "Would you like me to tell you a story?" The boy was startled. He stood up and looked in all four directions. But he didn't see anyone. He sat back down, convinced that he must have imagined the voice. But just then, he heard the same voice. "Would you like me to tell you a story?" Finally, the boy realized the voice was coming from the stone he was sitting on. The boy asked, "What does it mean to tell a story?" The stone said, "It is when you tell about things that happened a long time ago." "Sure," said the boy. "I'd like that. Go on, tell me a story." The stone replied, "Before I begin, you must give me one of the birds you caught today." As soon as the boy laid down one of the birds, the stone began to tell a story of the way things used to be. It told of stone giants who made war on the Seneca people. It told about strange creatures called flying heads who had no bodies. They flew about the earth, searching for victims to eat. As soon as the stone finished one story, it began another. On and on throughout the afternoon, the stone told stories. The boy forgot about hunting. In fact, he forgot about everything else. He was spellbound by the tales. At last, as the sun began to set, the stone said, "I'm finished for today. When you return tomorrow, bring another bird and I will tell you more stories." The next afternoon, the boy laid down another bird. Again, he listened to stories until it began to grow dark. This continued for many weeks. The boy told his people about the talking stone, and soon many of the villagers came to hear his fantastic stories. One day, the stone said to the boy, "I have told you all the stories I know. It is now your job to remember them and tell them to your people. Wherever you go to tell these tales, you will be welcomed and cared for." The boy never forgot the stories. In every Seneca village where he told them, he was given gifts, just as he had given the stone a gift each day. He spread the stories among the Seneca people until the day he died. Because of him, the tales are still told to this day.
told for you by a young storyteller, a protege of the Beauty and the Beast storytellers, Martha Hamilton and Mitch Weiss, who collect stories designed to teach kids how to tell stories of their own. This one, the one you just heard, was called Where All Stories Come From. It is from a collection called How and Why Stories Kids Can Tell. That's just one little piece of a career collecting and writing stories and performing stories that has spanned 40 years for Mitch and Martha. And you can find them at beautyandthebeaststorytellers.com. Pleasure to have you with us for today's Appleseed Extra. Find more at byuradio.org/appleseed. And I can't wait to be with you again on the Appleseed.
Thanks for joining us for a little something extra from the Appleseed. Google the Appleseed Podcast and subscribe for something new just about every day. The Appleseed with Sam Payne.